A very good morning to you all and welcome to day 36 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Tuesday, 30th March 2021. Dear God, you remind us over and over in your word that you are always with us. You tell us not to fear and you draw us close into your presence. You are the only place we find refuge in the storms that surround us right now, Lord. You are the only place we can find peace and strength. So we ask you for your words of truth and power to strengthen us in our inner being and life, in our hearts, and in our totality. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you know the way we take and you have a plan for us. We look to you today, our Lord and Savior. It's your face that we seek. Thank you, Lord, for your word that says you give us the power to come out of the trials of life as gold. Thank you that this storm will not last forever, but we are only passing through. Thank you that nothing has taken you by surprise. You know our journey better than we know it ourselves, and you will use this time of testing for good. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Listen now for the word of God from the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 14, the verses 27 to 52. You will all fall away, Jesus told them. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter declared, even if all fall away, I will not. Truly I tell you, Jesus answered, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times. But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he turned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for an hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Am I leading a rebellion," said Jesus, "that you've come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scripture must be fulfilled." Then everyone deserted him and fled. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. Dear friends, have you ever been betrayed by a friend, a family member, a colleague, or someone really near and dear to you? Have you faced opposition from the very people you expected to protect you and to give you the security that you needed at a time of trial and difficulty? How did you cope with it? We learn something tremendous about Jesus in this message, namely that he faced all those things and there was nothing for which he was not prepared. The opposition, the misunderstanding, the enmity of the Orthodox religious people, the betrayal by one of his own inner circle, the pain and agony of the cross. He was prepared to face all those things. But perhaps what hurt him most was the failure of his friends. It is when we are in the much difficult of times that we need our friends most. But that was exactly when Jesus' friends left him all alone and let him down. The Jewish religious leaders had rejected him. Judas Iscariot had betrayed him. The rest of the disciples would desert him, and Simon Peter would deny him. Here was a man who was surrounded by so-called friends and even family, and yet was left alone to face the most difficult moment of his life. There was nothing in the whole gamut of physical pain and mental torture that Jesus Christ did not pass through. Even Peter, the apostolic spokesperson and one of the closest companions of Jesus, was going to betray him in that act of disloyalty. When Jesus foretold this tragic failure of loyalty, Peter could not believe that it would happen. Peter was too sure of himself. He had forgotten the traps that life can lay for the best of persons. He had forgotten that the most disciplined persons can step on a slippery place and fall. Peter had forgotten his own human weakness and the strength of the devil's temptations to make us do what we least expect to do. You know how one person has commented about this. Life has taught me that you can't control someone's loyalty. No matter how good you are to them, doesn't mean that they will treat you the same. No matter how much they mean to you, doesn't mean that they will value you the same. Sometimes the people you love the most turn out to be the people you can trust the least. But there is one thing to be remembered about Peter in comparison to Judas. His heart was in the right place. Peter's flaming heart of love was better, even if that love failed most shamefully for a moment. It was better than a Judas with a cold heart of hate. And the most wonderful thing is that Jesus did not retaliate by hating Judas too, because he had learned that lesson expressed by Will Smith, namely that throughout life people will make you mad, disrespect you and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, because hate in your heart will consume you too. But Peter, why did you reject or why did you deny the Lord? Well, it is so easy to blame Peter for betraying Christ. But let that man or woman condemn Peter, who has never broken a promise, who has never been disloyal in thought or action to a pledge. Is there anyone who has never betrayed a friend or even family and the Lord of power and glory at some point and have remained in that terrible place? Peter loved Jesus even if his love failed. It rose again. The problem is not really that we fail, but that we should be able to rise again each time we fall. And Satan's trick is always to make us reject the gospel and Christ so that we can miss our eternal destiny. The devil and his cohorts were devising plans to get people to reject the gospel. Let's go to them and say, "There is no God," proposed one. Silence prevailed. Every devil knew that most people believe in a supreme being. Let's tell them there is no hell, no future punishment for the wicked, offered another. That was turned down because men obviously have consciences which tell them that sin must be punished. The conclave was going to end in failure when there came a voice from the rear, "Tell them there is a God, there is a hell, and that the Bible is the word of God. But tell them there is plenty of time to decide the question. Let them neglect the gospel until it is too late." All hell erupted with ghoulish glee, for they knew that if a person procrastinates on Christ, they usually never accept him. Have you rejected Christ or have you denied him? Or are you procrastinating receiving him as your personal Lord and Savior? Or do you love Jesus Are you loyal to him? And are you willing to give him your heart and life and to accept him and not to deny him? You know how Christina Rossetti asked the question, "What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him? I will give him my heart." Dear God, our Heavenly Father, all our lives we've searched for a love to satisfy the deepest longings within us to be known, treasured and wholly accepted. When you created us, Lord, your very first thought of us made your heart explode with a love that set you in pursuit of us. Your love for us was so great that you, the God of the whole universe, went on a personal quest to woo us, adore us, and finally grab hold of us with a whisper, "I will never let you go." Lord God, we release our grip on all the things we have been holding on to, preventing us from returning your passionate embrace and making us to reject you instead. We want nothing to hold us but you. So with breathless wonder, we give you all our faith, all our hopes, and all our love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.